The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And today I want to have a money conversation. Not because I'm a financial advisor, I'm not, but because I want to share with you how you can save thousands of dollars and protect you from a surgery you may not even need. We're talking about spinal fusion and what it actually costs. Not what the brochure says, what it actually costs when all said and done. Most people, when they hear my insurance covers it, they stop asking questions. Not understand it, but here's what's covered actually means with spinal fusion. If you have private insurance, your deductible alone runs $1,000 to $6,000 before insurance even pays a dime. Then coinsurance kicks in, typically 10 to 30% of the total bill, on a procedure billed at $80,000 to $150,000. That math works against you fast. The average out-of-pocket expense for a privately insured fusion patient runs about $12,000 with a range of $5,000 to $15,000 just for the surgery itself. So Medicare patients face the Part A deductible plus 20% coinsurance. Kind of complicated. And here's what most people don't know. There's no out-of-pocket maximum under original Medicare. So the cost keeps going and going. Most Medicare patients pay between $3,000 to $6,000 in direct surgical costs after coverage. So before you left the hospital, we're talking $5,000 to $15,000 out-of-pocket. And that's just the beginning. Physical therapy after fusion typically runs 8 to 16 weeks, adding another $3,000 to $6,000, even with coverage. Following up imaging, a back brace, medications, and then lost wages, which is often the biggest hit no one budgets for. Desk workers are typically out for 4 to 8 weeks. Physical workers, trades, healthcare, manufacturing, often 3 to 6 months. And for someone earning $60,000 a year, which is probably the low end for this area, 6 weeks off is $7,000 in income gone. And insurance doesn't cover that. So one published study showed that 70% of fusion patients incurred an average of $9,383 in additional medical claims in the 2 years following surgery. And it all adds up, right? And a realistic 2 year total runs $20,000 to $40,000. And that's conservatively speaking. So those are big numbers. I went through a lot of statistics and those are big numbers. This is if you're insured, if you have Medicare, $20,000 to $40,000 out of pocket for spinal fusion surgery, which is the most common back surgery. And here's something every patient deserves to hear before signing a surgical consent form. Surgeons cite success rates of 70 to 90%. I'm going to say that again. Surgeons cite success rates of 70, 90%, but that's by their definition, meaning that the bones fused. And that may be accurate, but the number doesn't tell you whether you actually feel better. Published research on 9,000 patients found that 33% reported failure and 22% reported their condition was worse after surgery. One in three, worse after surgery. The overall failure rate for lumbar spine surgery has been estimated at 10 to 46%. That's right after surgery, and it's common enough that it has its own clinical name, failed back surgery syndrome. And when you fuse the vertebra, the motion doesn't disappear, it shifts. So the levels above and below absorb the stress they weren't designed to handle. Research shows 36% of fusion patients need additional surgery within 10 years due to adjacent segment disease, more than one in three. So back under the knife within a decade. And that revision surgery is more complex, higher risk, and more expensive than the first one I just spoke about. So here's the question. Here's a question in which every patient was asked before scheduling in the operating room. Have you actually tried everything first? That's a big question. And you really need to ask that question. Have you tried everything first? The Lowen Institute found that more than 200 spinal surgeries per year may be performed on patients who receive little to no clinical benefit. And that's not my opinion. That's published research. The alternative for non-surgical spinal decompression, and I want you to hold on to this number, is $2,000 to $4,000 total for a complete treatment program. No deductible, no coinsurance, no lost wages, no recovery time, and no revision surgery risk because nothing permanent was done to your spine. Decompression uses a specialized table to gently unload your spine, creates negative pressure inside the disc. So that negative pressure draws the herniated disc back towards its natural position, takes the pressure off the nerves, causing you pain, and allows nutrients, oxygen, hydrogen to flow back into the disc that's been starved of them. Discs don't have a direct blood supply, so they depend on the fluid to exchange and heal. Decompress and Restore app. So patients who respond well describe it as getting their life back, not just their back. And so I'm going to go through a couple things here. The comparison that matters most, fusion is $20,000 to $40,000 over 2 years in expenses, a 1 in 3 chance of needing another surgery within a decade, and a recovery measured in months for a procedure where a third of the patients report it didn't even work for them at all. And decompression is $2,000 to $4,000, no downtime, no permanent change, no door closed on future options. If decompression doesn't work for you, surgery is still on the table. But once you've had diffusion, the choices are gone. So before anyone makes a permanent decision about your spine, you should always talk to someone else. You know, we use decompression in our office, and it's a godsend. It really changes people's lives. It's very gentle. And when you do it, I mean, I have many people who they said they needed surgery, nothing else will help them. So they never thought to ask a question if something else could help them. And then they come in, they get checked. We find out there's a potential benefit there. They do decompression. Their life is transformed. It feels so much better. And so we do imaging. We review imaging. We look at your imaging. We go through your entire history. And we tell you honestly whether you're a candidate or not. I mean, the conversation is free. The surgery and everything that follows it is not. So it's so important to figure out. And it's not just for people who have disc issues and surgery issues and decompression. You know, anybody who is faced, you go to the doctor. Doctor tells you need a certain procedure. And or at a patient last week, they went to the doctor. Doctor said, don't get adjusted, just take medication. You know how ridiculous that is? Medication does not heal anything. The adjustment can make a huge difference. Spinal fusion is going to mess them up. Decompression therapy could change their life. It's just crazy, the recommendations for people. And it's really ego-driven process. It makes me so upset. They don't give you any other options, and they feel they're the only person with options. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Imagine being able to be helped rather not go under the knife, not be having surgery, being cut open, having pain, rehab, tons of expenses, and being helped naturally, having your health transformed, not just pain-wise, having your body just work better because your nervous system runs through the middle of your spine anyway. So anybody who's considering having a surgery, considering having disc issues, living a life in pain every day, compromising your lifestyle and your quality of life, do something different. Really look to another doctor who can help you out tremendously. In our office, we do very high level care. We do high level therapy, especially related to the decompression table that can help you out tremendously. And I'm going to encourage you, you know, give us a call. So my radio show, I try to reach out to people in the Hudson Valley because that's my home base. My office is in Fishkill, New York, and it's right by 84 and Route 9. There's a place called Splashdown Water Park. I'm right by there, right by there. And if you want to come in and get checked out, the first 10 people who call us, even just to sit down, see if they can be helped, I'm going to do the entire appointment for free. Come in, meet with me. I will do x-rays. I'll even adjust you if you need that. Basically, I want to just try to help you out as much as possible and change your mind. If you've been recommended surgery or something like that, I want to see if there's another option for you to be better, because surgery, there's no coming back from. If you do any other sort of care, you can still get surgery. So the first 10 people call, just call 845-896-1200 and say, I want to come in. I want to come in and be checked out. We have an AI system that'll answer that call. Or better yet, you can even text us at 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture, and you know, we'll get back to you Monday morning if you text us. But either way, reach out to us. I want to try to help you. Once again, I'm going to give you 10 free first visit appointments, exam, meeting with me, going over all your options, see if you can be healthier and get better, doing it for free. And the number is 845-896-1200. So you can text it or call it and let us know if you want to come in, and we'll set you up an appointment and get you back to being healthy, leading the life you always wanted to. So now I'm going to shift gears. And this is real important, because if you're one of the main people struggling with watery eyes, runny nose, foggy, miserable feeling every time you step outside, stay with me now. Because just like your spine, the answer isn't masking the symptoms. The answer is finding the root cause. And seasonal allergies are not, it's not a pollen problem. This is a statement I need you to understand. Seasonal allergies are not a pollen problem. They're an immune system problem. Your body is overreacting to a harmless substance. And the question you should be asking is, why is my immune system so dysregulated that it's attacking ragweed or pollen or whatever thing you're allergic to? So I want to get into fixing that. I'm going to give you 5 things to help you fix the seasonal allergy problem, because your immune system's weakened. We need to strengthen it up. The first thing is quercetin, and that's a natural bioflavonoid that stabilizes mast cells that release histamines, natural antihistamines. Without the brain fog, get, you know, you can get it through food, apples, red onions, or better yet, you can supplement yourself in a before peak season. Next thing you can do is clean up the diet. And this is the biggest thing. I'm going to tell you the truth. I cheated yesterday. I didn't cheat on anything valuable, but I had ice cream. And my allergies were flared up. I was sneezing, all that stuff, because sugar, dairy, that can mess with your immune system, weaken it, and cause more allergies. Conventional wheat does it too. They're inflammatory foods that constantly tax your immune system. So when it's already on fire from what you're eating, it becomes hypersensitive to everything around you, the pollen, the ragweed, all that stuff. So it's the same principle as allergy shots, but it's from your kitchen cabinet. So when you're eating, you know, on fire, it's going to mess with you. So you got to remove that fuel. Next thing up is local raw honey and bee pollen. So one table of local raw honey daily, taken year round, and it gradually builds tolerance to regional pollen. It's kind of like, you know, being immunized, which I don't really like, but nonetheless, being immunized, it builds up a tolerance gradually, and this way your body can handle it better. I don't have allergies to pets, but when I'm around a dog that I'm unfamiliar with, I do, my eyes swell up and I sneeze, but my dog doesn't affect me because I build up a tolerance to it. So local raw honey and bee pollen helps you to do so. Probiotics. And here's what I want to get specific with you. 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. So when your gut lining is compromised, you become hypersensitive to everything. In our office, we recommend Designs for Health butyrate-producing probiotics specifically. I know that's a very specific recommendation, but that's the probiotics I take. I think they work fantastically. And butyrate feeds the cells lining your colon, repairs your gut integrity, and calms systemic inflammation at the root. So this is not your average probiotic. It's gut repair. And if you want any of these, you know, the probiotic that I'm talking about through Designs for Health, you can go to my website at drashburn.com. So just drashburn.com. And in the upper right corner, there's a little tab. It says store. If you click on store, there's going to be a bunch of products. Click on any one of them. It's going to take you to a site. And then you can search for probiotics, whatever you want, and buy it there. So the biggest one, I say, it's a butyrate producing probiotic, and it's phenomenal. So the first two probiotics that show up there are the best probiotics I've ever seen. They work phenomenally. So I'd encourage you to try to go get it. You can also get quercetin in there too. I feel Designs for Health products are phenomenal. Next thing is stinging nettle and a neti pot. Stinging nettle naturally controls histamine production. That's the thing that causes the inflammation in your sinus cavities, as opposed to antihistamine, which is a drug you take to calm down the histamine that you build up in your body. So you want to start with a freeze-dried preparation before peak season. Pair it with a neti pot using distilled water to mechanically flush out your allergens. So it puts water up in your nostril, comes out your other nostril. So if you've never done that before, it's a little weird feeling, but it flushes everything out from your sinuses and helps your body not have to react to it as much as it should. So, you know, your seasonal allergies are a signal. Your immune system is overwhelmed. Masking that signal with antihistamines every spring can't be the solution. Healing your gut, reducing inflammation, and supporting your immune system from the inside out, that is. So I'm going to have you stay with me because I'm going to spend the last few minutes talking directly to you, not about your spine, not about your sinuses, but about something much more personal than that, about this summer and who you want to be in it. So I'm going to get into this for a second, and this is real talk for you. You know, I want you to close your eyes for a second and picture this summer coming up, the cookouts, the pool parties, the beach trips, family photos, the moments that get frozen in time. Now I want you to ask the honest question. Am I asking it with nothing? And I'm asking it with nothing but respect for you and care for you. Are you dreading any of those moments? I know some of you are. Are you already thinking about what you're going to wear to hide? Are you already planning on which photos you'll untag? Are you already rehearsing the reasons you won't go swimming or why you have to sit this one out? So if any part of that landed with you, I want you to listen to me for a second. You're not lazy. I know it's a crazy statement. You're not lazy. You're not weak. You're not someone who just needs more willpower. You're someone whose body has just been given the wrong information for a very long time, and it's not your fault. But here's what I know after years of working with patients at Hudson Valley Weight Loss, that version of summer, not the one where you're hiding, sitting out, dreading the camera, you don't have to live that again. Not this year. We've seen thousands of people come in and cry, literally crying in our room with our coaches about, it's such an emotional thing. If you're holding on extra weight and it's, you know, you're not fitting the clothes, you know, it's such an emotional issue. And it becomes very overwhelming. And here's the one thing that most people get wrong about weight loss. They think it's about eating less and moving more. We've been told that forever, right? You just need to eat more, eat less, and move more. And then they try. So they white knuckle it through another diet. They lose a few pounds, then they gain it back. They feel worse about themselves than when they started, and the cycle repeats. It's a crushing cycle. And what nobody told them is this: your body's not holding on to weight because you lack discipline. Your body's holding on to weight because it's missing something: nutrients, hormonal balance, proper metabolic signaling. In many cases, the body is actually overeating as a biological switch, biological search for missing nutrients. And no amount of willpower overrides a biological survival signal. That's why it's not your fault. Your body needs more calories to help you deal with issues. You need more calories to try to find those missing nutrients. And this is not a character flaw. It's physiology. So here's what no one else is talking about: the toxic burden in your body. So the one thing is, we accumulate excess fat and we accumulate stored toxin in that fat tissue. And when people lose weight rapidly without addressing toxic load, those toxins concentrate in a smaller body. So the right approach to weight loss is not just eat less food, it's identifying what your body's actually missing, supporting your detox pathways, rebalancing your hormones, and giving your metabolism the tools it needs to do what it's designed to do. And this is exactly what we do with so many patients. You know, Hudson Valley Weight Loss is the name of my company, but we, since 2016, we work with thousands of people in this Hudson Valley region, down New York City, Long Island, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. Throughout this whole region, we work with thousands of people. And one thing we'd never do is, we don't just hand you a meal plan and send you home. That's the worst thing. We had so many people come into us and say, we've been told by people, here's your plan, do it. If it works, good, right? They felt uncared for completely. You know, we want to dig into what's actually driving your weight, your metabolism, your hormones, your nutrient status, your inflammation levels. And we want to build a program around you, because you're not a generic patient and you deserve more than a generic solution. And here's what I want you to imagine: another side of that work. Walking into a cookout this summer feeling strong, feeling confident, putting on that swimsuit, not spending the whole afternoon pulling at it, being fully present, which is very important to me, being fully present with family members in those family photos instead of trying to disappear from them, having the energy to actually play with your kids or grandkids instead of watching them from a chair, looking in the mirror and recognizing the person looking back at you. This isn't a fantasy. This is what happens when you give your body what it actually needs. So I say, you're an incredible person, every one of you. You've been carrying extra weight, but the weight does not define you, and it does not have to be your story this summer. You know, I've been on a diet, and I had weight on my body, you know, maybe 10 years ago, extra weight, but now I know the solution. I'm not designed to hold extra weight in my body. Once you figure out how to be interventional, it falls off quickly, very quickly, and you become much healthier. And it's not like taking GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy, which strip your body of lean weight, muscle, and a lot of, you know, other weight, not fat. So up to 70% of what you lose isn't fat on those drugs. With us, 90% of what you lose is fat, because we do it very, very healthy. We dial in your hormones. We get your body working tremendously better. So this way you don't have to deal with the emotional trials of summer, trying to hide, not going to events. You can go confidently into those events and enjoy it and have a great summer. Really enjoy this. Make it the best summer you've had in a very long time. So right now, for the first 10 people, text the word LOSS to 845-896-1200. We're going to offer a completely free consultation with Hudson Valley Weight Loss. It's $150 value, completely free. No obligation, just a real conversation about where you are, where you want to be, and what's actually standing in the way. So 10 spots, the first 10 people call. You can have those spots. We do it for free. But if you just text the word LOSS to 845-896-1200, that's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday morning. Or if you just call and leave a message and say, I need to come in, or just talk to our AI agent, they'll talk to you to set up an appointment time for you. And if there's some reason why the AI agent doesn't work, anything's going on, he's been a little bit tricky for us, then just text the word LOSS to 845-896-1200. You can always connect with us through HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. So that's HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. You can always figure out more about our program. But I'll tell you, the people try to research more and more, they never take action. I'm going to encourage you to just take action. Call us up. I promise you will not regret it. And you're going to have a great change in your health. You're going to have a tremendous amount of weight loss, and you'll be functioning much, much better. All right. So before we get to our next topic, I want to take a moment to speak directly to the community that makes the show possible, because the show has always been more about just an information has always been about people, real people, right here in our Hudson Valley. And I want to do more for you than just talk to you through the radio. Here is something I do not say enough. I love showing up in person, whether it's at a church, a business, a civic organization, a school, community group. If you have a room full of people who you care about and they care about their health and the health of their families, I want to be in the room. I want to look at the people in the eye and answer real questions and have the kind of conversation that actually changes how someone thinks about their body and their future. I have the privilege of speaking at some incredible gatherings right here in Dutchess County and across Hudson Valley. And every single time, without fail, someone comes up afterwards and says, I don't know. I didn't know that. I need to hear that today. Or can you come talk to my group? And the answer is always yes. Always yes. I love talking to people in this community trying to help them out. My calendar is filling up to spring and summer, and I want to make sure that if your church, your business, your organization, your wellness group, your Rotary Club, your school, any of these are looking for a speaker who's going to bring real value, practical information, and a genuine passion for helping people live better, I want that opportunity. I'll come to you. I will tailor a message to your audience, and I promise you, your people will walk out of the room with something they can use the very next day. It's a passion of mine. It's part of my purpose. So it's bigger than my practice. It's about building a healthier community right here, right where we live. This is what Maximize Your Health has always been about. And that vision only grows when we show up together. I've had so many people have so many problems in a community where someone maybe has had poor health, someone has died who didn't have to. And they said, I wish you could have been here to speak in my community. It might've been different. So if you're listening right now and you know someone, a pastor, a business owner, an HR director, a community leader, anyone who would benefit from having me speak, please come reach out. Call our office directly. Tell us who you are. Tell us about your group and let's make it happen. Because here's what I know. When people have the right information to make better decisions, and better decisions mean healthier families, healthier businesses, and a healthier Hudson Valley, this is a community worth building and I want to build it with you. So you can reach out to us at Ashburn Family Chiropractic. It's 845-896-1200. And let's get something on the calendar. And let's try to get this community to be a much healthier place for you, for me, and for our families. All right, so I want to end this show speaking about chiropractic. Now, I want to speak about it a little differently because many people assume they know what chiropractic is. They assume if they have a back pain to go to a chiropractor. But if I were to ask you who really needs a chiropractor or an evaluation from a chiropractor, I think your answer may be different than what you think. When do you think the first issue happens in anybody's spine? Happens at birth. So pediatric research shows 85% of normal birth processes result in some level of neck damage, usually asymptomatic, goes on through the life, but it creates malfunction in the body. It's never addressed. You're basically given immunizations, given medications, eating poorly, and then maybe you get symptoms in 10, 15, 20 years. But if you have malfunction starting as a baby, and there's a saying, as the twig grows, so grows the whole tree, then your spine's going to continue developing abnormal positions, abnormal function, and can create disease moving forward. I had a patient come in and they had a car accident 20 years earlier. I looked at their films and I said, I can tell you had a car accident 20 years ago. And he looked at me surprised. And he said, my gosh, how'd you know that? Right? Because you can see damage that was there decades ago. And it just started hurting, months, if not years ago, but it's been there all along. So issues develop long before you have pain. And the biggest thing you could ever do, like we all go to the dentist to make sure our teeth are clean. They're in the right position. They're not growing abnormally. Yet very few people take, that view on their spine. And through the middle of your spine is your central nervous system, your brain and spinal cord that runs everything in your entire body. So if there's any pressure, any damage, any abnormal positioning of your spine, a couple things will happen. Number one, functionally, your body's not going to be able to work as good because there's pressure affecting the nervous system and nerves branching off. And those nerves go to every organ in your body to tell every organ how to run. There's nothing else that tells your organs how to run. So if they're not getting the information from your brain, they're developing disease and malfunction. It's not a matter of if they are, if a doctor picks up on it yet, they definitely have to be if they're not getting the information they need. So secondly, the structure starts breaking down. So on x-rays, we do specific x-rays with patients. I look at it very carefully and I can see normal positions of the spine where it's curving fully the way it should. There's always very little degeneration. The spine's very healthy. The discs are all, solid. Everything's good there. But when the spine reverses, that's always where the degeneration's happening. The discs are thinning out. There's fusions developing. And that's because the spine's moving abnormally and your body's intelligent. So it says, I want to lock down those vertebrae to keep them from moving because they could get worse quickly if I don't do that. So, I tell people the story of my son when he was born. He had a very difficult delivery and it took his neck and it shifted top bone in his neck. The one Christopher Reeves broke, shifted it out of position. And in that moment, there was a crisis. He almost died at birth. So he couldn't breathe anymore. He had many problems because that bone shifted. And thank God I was able to adjust him. I've been trained with pediatric care for, 27 years. And so I was able to adjust my son when he was first born and able to remove that pressure. And his respiratory function came back perfectly right away. Many people don't have that luxury of having symptoms or disease process show up right away. It develops over time. So ultimately, you have a problem, and then it gets worse. And then over time, you develop disease and malfunction, and then you get pain. It's like a light on your dashboard. So you have a light on a dashboard of your car telling you that the engine isn't working well. So you can take a piece of tape and cover up that light. That's what we do with our health. We have symptoms, we cover it up, or you can take action on it and try to fix it. So I'm a big corrective chiropractor. We do a lot of, high level corrective care in my office. And if you're someone who wants to try to change your life, maybe even chasing your problems through your medical doctor, looking for the next better drug, next better doctor, and you never chose to look at chiropractic this way, it's the number one thing I recommend to anybody in charge of changing their health and their physiology. So if you want to come in, do our entire exam process, the x-rays, the nerve scan, meet with me, the whole evaluation and the follow through, give us a call. The first 10 people who call will do it for free. So it's 845-896-1200. It's 845-896-1200, or just text us the word posture when you do that, and we'll get back to you right away. It's 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture. As always, guys, God bless you. I thank you for listening to the show, and I'll be back with you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.